others must be his trusty band of good companions. After all, common sense. He's got to come 500 miles across difficult country. Anything could happen. I dare say the armour and swords is in the cart. She detected a twinge of doubt and set out to quell it instantly. There isn't any other reason for him to come. Stands to reason. We got the spell exactly right. Except for the ingredients. And most of the poetry. And it probably wasn't the right time. And Gaitha took most of it home for the cat. Which couldn't have been proper. But he's on his way. What can't speak can't lie.
Best put the cloth over it when you've done, Esme, said Nanny. I always get worried someone'll peer in at me when I'm having my bath.
He's on his way, said Granny,
the satisfaction in her voice so strong you could have ground corn with it. She dropped the black velvet bag over the ball.
It's a long road, said Nanny. There's many a slip twixt dress and drawers. There could be bandits.
We shall watch over him, said Granny.
That's not right. If he's going to be king, he ought to be able to fight his own battles, said McGrath.
We don't want him to go wasting his strength, said Nanny primly. We want him good and fresh for when he gets here.
And then, I hope, we shall leave him to fight his battles in his own way, said McGrath. Granny clapped her hands together in a businesslike fashion.
Quite right, she said, provided he looks like winning.
They had been meeting at Nanny Ogg's cottage. McGrath made an excuse to tarry after Granny left, around dawn, allegedly to help Nanny with tidying up.
Whatever happened to not meddling? She said. What do you mean?
You know, Nanny.
It's not proper meddling, said Nanny awkwardly. Just helping matters along.
Surely you can't really think that. Nanny sat down and fidgeted with a cushion.
Well, see, all this non-meddling business is fine in the normal course of things, she said. Not meddling is easy when you don't have to. And then I've got the family to think about. Oh, Jason's been in a couple of fights because of what people have been saying. Oh, Sean was thrown out of the army. The way I see it, when we get the new king in, he should owe us a few favours. It's only fair.
But only last week you were saying... McGrath stopped, shocked at this display of pragmatism.
A week's a long time in magic, said Nanny. 15 years for one thing. Anyway, Esme is determined and I'm in no mood to stop her.
So what you're saying, said McGrath icily, is that this not meddling thing is like taking a vow not to swim. You'll absolutely never break it, unless, of course, you happen to find yourself in the water.
Better than drowning, said Nanny.
She reached up to the mantelpiece and took down a clay pipe that was like a small tar pit. She lit it with a spill from the remains of the fire, while Grebo watched her carefully from his cushion. McGrath idly lifted the hood from the ball and glared at it. I think, she said, that I will never really understand about witchcraft. Just when I think I've got a grip on it, changes.
We're all just people.
Nanny blew a cloud of blue smoke at the chimney.
Everyone's just people.
Can I borrow the crystal? Said McGrath suddenly.
Feel free, said Nanny.
She grinned at McGrath's back.
Had a row with your young man, she said.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Haven't seen him around for weeks.
Oh, the Duke sent him to... McGrath stopped and went on. Sent him away for something or other. Not that it bothers me at all, either way.
So I see. Take the ball by all means.
McGrath was glad to get back home.